Heute darf man Dalet damit beis. Wir lernten Mishne Sarlof, Aroye Mokim, Shanasa bei Nisim li Yisrael, im Borschos Nisim la Vesene bei Mokim Azeh. And then the Bereise started speaking out, Tana Rabbonon, Aroye Mavreis Yom, Mavreis Ayardoin, Mavreis Nachle Arnoin, Avnei Al-Gabish, Bemeiret Beis-Choyren. Ve'evin she'bikishlizrek oigmalach ha'boshen al-Yisrael, ve'evin she'yoshev ala'moyshe b'shor she'ose Yeshua melchomo ba'amolek, ve'ishtei shaloit, ve'chaymes yirichai she'nivlo b'mkoymoi, al-kulon tzorech she'yitein heido v'shevach lifnei ha'mokim. One is to make a birchus she'ose nisim, Laveisena Bamokim Hazar. That is the Hido Veshevach Lamokim. So the Gemara says, Avnei Al-Gabish. What is this Avnei Al-Gabish? My Avnei Al-Gabish. Tone Avonim Sha'omdu Al-Gav-Ish V'yoldu Al-Gav-Ish. That they were oimed in the schus of an ish, and they were yored in the schus of an ish. Omdu al gav ish ze Moshe, d'chsiv ho ish Moshe onov miyoit. Uchsiv vayechdulu hakeilois vahaborot, umoto leinitach arzo. So in the schus of the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu, is moto leinitach arzo. So that is al gav ish omdu, they remained bashamayim in the schus of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yordu al gav ish, and they fell in the schus of a ish, ze Yeshua. Yeshua was also called ish, t'chsiv kach lechos Yeshua bin nun ish asher ruach boi, uchsiv vayehi bin, samemele vayehi bin nusam mipnei bnei Yisrael, heim b'moirad beis choyrein, v'ashem hishlich aleihem avonim gdoilois. So Memele, these are the Avonim that, the Avonim, the Borod, from Makas Borod, this Lamaise fell Bimei Yeshua. So if a person sees Avnei Al-Gabish, he sees these Avonim B'Moirat Beis Choyren, he makes a broche. Let us see Toisvis. V'hu Adin Mokeim Shenofol Shom Machnei Samchere. That the place where the Machna of Samcherev died, they were killed, Legora Chiskiya me Odom HaMesuyim, that by an Odom Mesuyim, even though it wasn't maybe a nest to Gans Klal Yisrael, but Odom Mesuyim can also make a brocha. Elo Leichosh Leforesh, Lefishi Yedua HaMokim Soviv Yerushalayim, so we know that was the place where Machna Samcherev was. Is therefore, if a person will go somach l'Yerushalayim, will make also this bracha on the nest of Hapolas Machnei Samcheret. That's what Taisvis first held. V'shuv o yonira l'Rabbeinu Yehude, that perhaps on this mokeim, one is not permitted to make a bracha. She'osa neis v'mokeim hazeh. Kivin she'in ha'neis yodue al pi ha'mokeim kihanoch, Ein mevorchen olo, ela oisom shenasa lohem hanes. Vachein kol odom mevorch al nisi avopi shein niker mitoich amoke. So Taisus wants to be mechadish, that the broche that it says in the Mishnah, when one is poigish, one comes to amokim shenasa boineis, that is davke in the etzem mokim, the nes was done. For example, Mishnah Berurah explains by Kriyas Yamsu, so in these waters, a Ness occurred in these waters. In the same Inyan, the Ness occurred in the Yarden, or the Nachle Arnoin. So it was in the thing what one is seeing, that is in this thing a Ness occurred. If a person sees Avnei Al-Gabish, Safaker, these are the Avonim, which a Ness was done with them. They fell the Moiret Beis Choyren. So if a person sees these in Yonim that a Nes was done with them, and he's in that mokim, he makes a broche. Masha'en kein, that what Machnei Sancherev was killed near Yerushalayim, has nothing to do with the mokim. That means the nace wasn't done with the mokim. So they were killed. They were on that mokim. But it is not a nace that occurred, a nace that occurred with a mokim. It's nika mitoich ha-mokim. Kim shene nace yodua al pi ha-mokim. So that what an acher makes a broche, it is necessary to be yodua al pi ha-mokim. But he himself, the Baal HaNes himself, he could make the broch, even though it's not nikar al pi ha-mokim, because we had maisim before, that someone went to a mokim and a gamlo and a meshugane gomel was chasing him and a wall fell in, so the nes was done. It seems even though the wall isn't around anymore. So they themselves can make the bracha, but this is the bracha that we are speaking about. Haroyim mokim shenaso by nisim li Yisrael. One has to see the mokim hanes. The nes was done in the mokim. Then one can make a bracha. That is the suffix of Taisus. Rashi she'omdu ba'aver le'nitach arzo le'higia la'oretz ela'omdu ba'aver. Even shebikesh oig melech haboshon lizroik al Yisrael. If a person sees the even shebikesh oig melech haboshon lizroik al Yisrael, so one makes also a broche. So the Gemara says, and this is no posik, Gemara gemiri lo. Oma, oig said, machne Yisrael kama havi, how big is machne Yisrael, tlosa parsi. It's three parse by three parse. Ezel v'iyaker ture, al b'oiker a mountain bar tlosa parsi, v'ishdi alayu, and I'll throw this mountain on them, v'ktalinu, and I'll kill them. Ozal okar ture bar tlosa parsi. So it was oiker a mountain that was three parse by three parse. Most of the Mephoshim say we cannot accept this Gemara Kepshutai, it's a physical impossibility. They say different Pshatim in the Gemara. The Shleima Mishnasai says he doesn't think it's too difficult to understand the whole Gemara. He says later we'll see the height of, we can cheshben ois from the height of Oig Melech HaBoshon in comparison to a normal person, so we could begin to realize the Gevaldike Gvure and Godless of Oig Melech HaBoshon. Because the Gemara says later that the ankle of Oig Melech HaBoshon was 30 Amos tall. So that 30 Amos. So he says that is what by a normal person it's a third of an Ame, this was 30 Amos. So Bekitzer, he says as follows, that Oig Melech HaBoshon had the height in the Koyach of 240 people. And that's number one. Number two, he was Mibnei HaNefilim, that the Pasuk says, Heimog HaGiboyrim Anshei Hashem. So when we're speaking about 240 people, we don't have to speak about 240 people like Tunzer HaSoge. But the Pasuk says, Giboyrim Anshei Hashem. And he says, if you see how old Oig was, he says, Bimei Moshe Rabbeinu, he was over 2,000 years old. And it seems there wasn't any Zikne V'chalishus, so Moshe Rabbeinu killed him. And if he wouldn't have killed him, Veveis V'langavot Kelev. And you see Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was over 2,000, Moshe Rabbeinu Nisiyore Mimenu. So Vais is al kaponim, he was still in his complete, he had still in his complete koiches being older than 2,000 years. So Memele Tainis, one can accept the Gemara Kipshutai. So he wanted to be oiker a hor. That what the Gemara calls it an even, because after the Akira, Kozman it's mechuba, it's called a hor. A hor is, it's mechuba to the kader horitz. After you oiker it, it's called an even. That's even she, Bikesh, Oig Melech HaBoshon, Lizrek al Yisrael. So he thought this would be a very good way to get rid of Klal Yisrael. Baktalinu, Ozal Oker Ture Bar Tlosa Parsi. va'ayse al reishe. And he went and was holding it over his head. Va'ayse kutcha barichu olei kamtzi v'nokvua. This is a lot of difficult to understand, that kamtzi were nemolim, what hollowed out this mountain. But we see there's such a thing as a shomir also, that's bekoyach, to break through, avonim. So, zeichnet azay gefele. V'nochis b'tzavori. So, memele, since there was a hole, somehow, so the mountain rested b'tzavori. Have a boy le mishlefe. So they wanted to go and pick it up. Moshe shine lahai gise or lahai gise. So his teeth spread out or grew from both sides of his mouth. It was impossible to lift up the mountain. His teeth were blocking that he wasn't able to lift it up. The abyssal to understand how the teeth came in, the Ben Yoyada says, he brings from the Arizal, Oig Melech HaBoshon, is Boshon, is Oisi Shimon Ben Nisanel. There was a nitzitz of Shimon Ben Nisanel in Oig Melech HaBoshon. And the Shinun is Oisi Shimon Nisanel, or Nishmas Shimon. It came out that, after the whole Indian, the neshama of Shimon ben Nisanel was poil that he shouldn't be able to do what he wanted to do. So therefore, that's why it could be it's something to do with the Shinayim, because Shin Nun is Oishis Nishma Shimon. Al Koponim, the Shinayim were ma'akev for him to lift up the mountain. They v'ainu d'chsiv Shinei Rishoyim Shibarto. Ut Rab Shimon ben Lakish, da Omar Rab Shimon ben Lakish, mai dechsiv, shinei rishoyim shibarto, al tikrei shibarto, elo shirvavto. That they extended, they grew. So Memele, he had a problem. He had a mountain, it was a mountain resting on him, and he couldn't lift it up. Moshe kama have, eser amos. Moshe was 10 ames tall. Shokil nargo bara eser amin. So he went and took a hack that was also 10 ames tall. Shovar eser amin, and he jumped 10 ames. Umochye bekarsulei vekotlei. And he cut him off there by his ankles, and he fell down. So the goyin says, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. So Memele, he had a tremendous height with a mountain on him, so when he gave a fall, so that killed him. Others say that afterwards, when he fell, already Moshe Rabbeinu killed him. Al Koponim, so one sees this Evan, one makes a broch. The Evan sheyoshav oleho Moshe, and the Evan sheyoshev aleh Moshe d'chsi videi Moshe kveidim vayikru Evan vayosimu tachtov vayeshev aleh. Let us see Rashi. Machne Yisrael kamahave tlosa parsi. Oik choshev kein beliboy. Machne Yisrael tlosa parsi d'chsi vayachnu mi beisa yeshimosh adei belashitim. Boma Rabbe Barbachone, Ledidi Chozeli Yahuduchte, Bavetlosa Parsi Uche, Vetlosa Parsi Pusye, that the length and the width were 3 Parsi. Kamtsi Nimolim. Shirvavto Loshin Ishtavuvi Ishtavuvi Yordu Vigodlu Lumato. And that was Ma'ake for him to pick up the mountain. Moshe Kamahave Eseramim. Shreihu heikim es hamishkan, v'darshinam chazal darshan heikim es atzmoi lekoim es hamishkan. Rashi brings a medrash that he was the same height of the mishkan. Uchsiv bei eser amis erech hakoresh. Shovar kofatz lemailo. Yeah, videi Moshe kveidim. Moshe videi Moshe kveidim. Veini yochel lepoishtam kol hayoim. was impossible to stretch them out and leave them up a whole day. Ela im kein teimchim bizrayosof. Vayikhu even vayosimu tachtov. I wasn't able to find pshat how main shmita leitzah al Sinai. He have a problem to hold up his hands. Is vayikhu even vayosimu tachtov. So he sat down on an even, then ishalom al Yisrael. So why is this a tikkun? The only way I could think is as follows. Moshe Rabbeinu was a very tall man. So he was 10 amos tall. So could be Aaron v'Chur were not as tall as him. So Kolzman he was standing. It was impossible for them to support his hands. And it seems the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu, that was the Oiseis Mulchameh, or that was, he was Meshabed al Yodom, Klal Yisrael Avim Shebeshamayim. So we needed the Aromas Yad of Moshe Rabbeinu. They couldn't support his hands if he would stand. So therefore he had to sit. So Memele, the Nesek, when he sat, they were able to lift up his hands. So this Evan was the Mokim, that the Nes of the Mulchameh, of Mulchemes Amolek, al Yodai, the Nes of Mulchemes Amolek occurred. That means without the tefillah and the hishtadlis of Moshe Rabbeinu, they would never been able to accomplish what they accomplished. And it came about through this Evan. So therefore, if one sees the Evan that Moshe Rabbeinu sat on, it was mispalo, so then one makes a brocha. Ve'ishtay shaloit, if one sees ishtay shaloit, Shenemar v'tabet ishtay me'achro v'ti netziv melach. V'choymas yerichoy shenivlo d'chsiv v'tipol hachoy metachtel. So the Gemara asks as follows. Vishloime kulo niso, all of them are nisim. Elo ishtay shaloit puranusuhu. The omar boruch dayin ha'emetz. L'choyre puranius. So the Gemara answers, in a chanami take. An ishtay shaloit, the bracha that is made is not bor shosanes, it's bor tain hemes. Frag the Gemara, vohoido v'shevach toni. The braisa said, on all these things one should be moide u'mishabeyach. So the Gemara answers, t'ni al loit v'al ishtay mevorchim shtayim. Al ishtay oimer boruch dayin ha'emes, v'al loit oimer boruch zeicher es ha'tzadike. De omar Rabbi Yochanan, afilu b'shas kasei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, zeicher es ha'tzadikim, shenema v'hi b'shaches elekim es orei ha'kikar, v'yizker elekim es Avrom, v'yishlach es loit mitoich ha'afecho. The Sharetzion explains, now, what it says, al ishtay shaloit. So how does ishtay shaloit come in? And how you make both dynamis? And then number two, he asks, the broche of boruch dayin emes, one should only make when you're mitztayer al zeh. It says, weiter, if a person sees berries, mishunis, asuma, or other thing, one makes bor dayin emes. But that's dafke, if he's mitztayer al zeh. But on ishtay shaloit, l'chayru were not mitztayer. So why does one make bor dayin emes? So he says as follows. Let us first go to the first kasha. The braisa says ishtay shaloit, and l'chayru the shevach veido is on loit. So he says, really, the broche is on loit, on the hatzola of loit. Vayhi b'shaches alekim es orei akika, vayizker alekim es Avrom, vayishlach es loit mitoich ha'afecho. And the nusach ha'broche is boruch zoicher es ha'tzadikim. It's a different broche in Ganzen. We're masker the nes was that bizman toikef ha'din, the schus of Avram, Avinu Vayizkor Elokim es Avram, that was matzel loit b'shas the toikef adin. is the bracha has to be made in the Mokim Hanes. So he says the Mokim Hanes is fakert. There where you'll see Ishtai Shaloit, that was the Mokim Hanes. In that place the Malachim were Matzulait. So therefore when you see Ishtai Shaloit, that's when you should be Mishabeach. Because this, you pinpointed the Mokim, this was the Mokim Atzolah. So therefore the bracha should be made, and the Nusach HaBracha is Baruch Zoicher Es HaTzadikim. The Dai in the Emes is, that the Tzar is, that the Toikev Adin was so great, that the Schus of Avraham Avinu was not able to be Megan Al Ishtei Shaloit. That's what the Shaar HaTzion wants to say. V'ulai de Mitzahinon, Shloi Hoyel Schusai Shal Avraham Lahatzole. Shezem Moire Al Toikev Adin. So Abba Kaponim Abba the, so that's Agavuche, when you're b'shas, you're making the bracha zoicher as a tzaddikim, and you're giving a shvach of the afilu b'shas hadin, the Rebbein Shalom is zoicher as a tzaddikim, afar piken, one should be maskir, but the dayan em is that al kaponim, the schus of Avram, did not help for ishtei shaloit. V'chaymas yerichai shenivlo. V'chayme that fell in. That shenivlo that sunk in. Frag the Gemara, v'chaymas yerichai nivla, it sunk in, v'hanofla, it fell. Shenema v'ayhi kishmoya ha'om eskela shayfa, v'yoriyu ha'om teruah gidoilo, v'atipel ha'chayma tachtel. The wall fell, didn't sink, it fell. So the Gemara answers, kiven de pusya v'ruma ki hadodi ninu, mishimhochi ivla blui. So the Goyin explains as follows, that Be'etzim, the Gemara tells us that the width and the height of the Chaymos Yerichoi was the same. So Be'etzim, Itainis, the wall fell in. It fell towards the city. So that means, let's say the wall was here, so Lamaisa, so the wall fell in. But since the height and the width was the same, so all we accomplished was you had the same wall, but it was a few feet innovating. Klal Yisrael were not able to get into Yerichoi. The whole accomplishment of the Nefila was that the Mokei Machoyme moved over a few feet. So first the wall fell. Then Klal Yisrael, but the Goyin says, the Rebbein Yisrael will not make a nest till Klal Yisrael is makir the tzairich and the chshivis of the nes. So therefore, after the wall fell, so Klal Yisrael realized, but we still can't enter Yerichoi. Then there was a second nes, that it was nivla b'mkoymoi. What does Rashi say? Tachter mashme b'mkoymo, v'yev shezu elo yidei bliye. Tomat bor tain emes tirutzi, zeiches atzadikim, Shezocher as Avraham, kiven de pusi verume ki adodi have, vein nefila nikeres boim loy nivlo, mishimochi ivlo, vuhu derch nefila lochayme kazu. Rashi would seem to say that the whole nefila, there wasn't two processes. The whole nefila was a nefila tachteo that it sunk in. Sok the Gemara weiter. Oma Rav Yehude Oma Rav, Arbo tzrichin lohidois. That four types of people and four matzovim have to make birchas agoimu. Yerdei hayom, hulchei midborois, umisha yachayla venisrapei, umisha yachovush beveiso asurim. V'yotso. So these four have to make birchas agoimu. Yerdei hayom minolon, דרסיב ירדי היום בניוס, הימרו מייסי ישם, ואימר וימד רוח סעורו, יעלו שמויים ירדו סעימס, והם יחייגו וינו כשיקר ואימר ויצעקו על השם בצלם ומצריסיים יציים, ויימר יוקים סעור לדממו, ויימר וישמחו כי ישתויקו, ואימר יוידו לשם חזדוי נפלאי סוב לבני אודם. So there's a chiev haido by Yerdei Hayom. There's a machloikis apoiskim. I was got once in a trip with Rabbi Yankiv Zechayne Levroch, and someone asked him if he holds you make bichas agoymo if you go from here to Eretz Yisrael, and he said shteitach yerdei hayom. This isn't yerdei hayom. Rav Moshe Zechayne Levroch holds faker that a fellow of a person is in an airplane, even if he doesn't go over the yam. The lomdus of the yam is he's in a mokim where he's susceptible to all the elements. If something goes wrong, he's in a mokim sakone. So who adin if a person is an airplane, a fellow he's not over the yam, he's also on the same matzev. Al kaponim the zachiyev of birchas agaymu by yerdei hayom. Helchei midbores minola, tersiv to ba midbor bishimin dorach, yemoyishev loimot sol. Vayitzaku al Hashem, vayadrichem bederech yishor. Yoidu l'Hashem chastoi. So we see the Zechiyah Vaido, a person who went through a midbar. And the Meforshim say, say by Yerdei Hayom, and say by Toba Midbar, the say by Hulchem Midboris, that even though there was a smooth trip, but since these things are very possible to occur, so if everything went good, zicher amokim to give a shevach vaido yoidu l'Hashem chazdoi. The Meforshim say, why does it say, the Shleimim Mishnosai says this, why does it say, yordei hayom, or hulchei midborais? Allah doesn't say, mi sheyorad bayom, or mi sheholach bamidbor. It means yerdei hayom is that's their job. They're ruggling it. Yedamantik and Damnishtik, they're doing it. So a person would think they don't have to make birchas agoymu. By them, it's a taglicha occurrence. No, the yerdei hayom in the hulchei midbores, even though it's a davar tamidi, whenever they get out, the mechuyev in birchas agoymu. Mi shechola v'nisrape, a person who became sick v'nisrape. Now, speaking about chola v'nisrape, there are three shittes what this means. The Ritva says, af al pi she'ein boi sakone, ubelvad she'nofa le'mishkov. When a person is nofa le'mishkov, that alone there's a possibility that who knows if he'll be able to get up. If the choyli had such a koyach on him that it's nofal mishkov, he can't function anymore. So then one is to make birchas agoymul. And this is the shita of the mechaber and simen reish yotes sivches. The oruch says, afilu chosh b'roishoy oy b'meyov. The oruch says that one should bench birchas agoymul, afilu an achshash ba'ume, chosh b'roishoy, b'meyev, he has a stomachache, he also, if it goes away, should also make birchas agoymo. But the Ramah says that the einoy mevorech rak al choyli sheyesh b'isakone, kegoin makesh shel cholol v'chein noyagim. And the Ramah says the minig Ashkenaz is that one does not make birchas agoymo unless there was a chash sakone in the choyli. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down that there are others which are noyig like the mechaber, that nofal lemishkov, they also make a broche of birchas agoymu. Misha chola v'nisrape. But that's sure, you only make the broche when you become healthy. Dersiv avilim yiderach pishem. Now here there's also a machloikis apaiskim, what is considered chavush. The Magen Avraham says, chavush means he was put into prison, al iske nefoshes. That means he was put into prison, there's a din, they might kill him. But according to the Magen Avraham, if we know klo, that they're not going to kill him, the only diyun is, how long the sentence in prison will be, then he doesn't have to make a broche. That is Shita Samogna Avram. Only when there was Iske Nefoshes, he was put into prison with a tzad that he might never get out of prison, they might get killed. But Samazai, he's in prison, even though his freedom is taken away from him, that's, one does not make Birchas HaGoimel. And the Mishnah Berurah Zemoira, this stems very well with the Al-Kaponim, with the Minik, Ramah, La-Alocha. According to the Ramah, just like by Choyli, we say one only is Mevorach Birchas HaGoimel when there's a Chshash Sakone. The other Nyonim, the Zichar Chshash Sakone, Yerdei Hayam, Noilcha Midboryeis. So Memele, it's Zichar Mestava according to the Ramah, the Shita Samogen Avram. That Chovish Bebeis Asurim is only when there's a chash of Sakone, now he's put into prison, and there's a chash he might be sentenced to get killed. He brings down, there are other Achroinim, the Rabin, the Birchei Yosef, that hold Af Chovush Al Iskei Momein, Tzorech Levorech, Kivin Sho Yekolu, Voloi Yish Shoilet Benafshoi. That since his freedom was taken away from him, so Mamela, that alone, is to get out of prison, to become a free person, he should be able to do whatever he wants, that alone is deserving of Birchas HaGoimu. But the Mishnah Berurah seems to be noite, since the Ramah says, Arminig is by Choyli Davkech Shash Sakonis, he's noite to the Shitas HaMogen Avram. But he says, Afilu according to the Eliyahu Rabbe, if a person is put into prison for a few days, he says, then he zichenat, the zichen odin of Birchas HaGoimu. Al Koponim, we learn now from a posik, Misha Yechovush Beveis Asurim Inolon, Dersiv, Yoishve Choyshech Vetzalmoves, Ki Himru Imre Keil, Vayma Vayachna Ba'om Alibom, Vayma Vayizako Al Hashem Batzalohem, Vayma Yitzim Echoyshech Vetzalmoves, Vayma Yoidu Lashem Chastoi. So these are the Dalit Hatzrichem Lohoidais to be Mevorech Birchas HaGoimu. Mai Mevorech, Omar Rab Yehude, so the Goim brings down the Gears of the Rishonim, Baruch Goimel, L'chayovim Toivois, Shegmolani Kol Toiv. Abaya Omar, V'tzorech Lohiduye Kamei Asore, that the Hoidah should be made in front of 10 people. Tachsiv v'raymemuhu b'kahal om. And kol is asore. Now, there's a machloikis, 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, if one made the broche, poches me asore. There's one day that holds that he's yoitze, the first day in the Mechaba holds that he's yoitze, and they learned, Abaye omar v'tzorich leduye is a loshen l'chatchila. There's a second day that says that, that asore is liikuve, and one is not yoitze if they're not asore. Chsivere memu bikalo. Mazutra omar utrein minayu rabono. That, in this call of asore, two should be tamidei chachamim. Because in the same pasuk it says, virememu bikalom, uve moishav skenim yalalu. There should be zekeinim b'shas the hillel, so we need 2 talmidei chachamim. Maskif lo Ravashi, so Ravashi yes takashe ve'emo kulu rabono. Maybe all of them have to be zekeinim. So he answered a mixiv b'kahal zekeinim b'kahal omksiv. Tekert vaistois, there's 2 sugim. There's a om and there's the kal om, the kal is made out of the om, and there's a zakenim also. The emo, so he asked them a different kasha. Beyasoro shar amo, utrei rabonon. So he says, oibazoi, if there's 2 sugim, so let us say pshat in the posik that you need 12 b'shas maise, and that'll be pashte dikro. Vereimemu, bikal om. Uve moishav zekeinim, that you need an om, and you need a moishav of zekeinim. So altogether, you'll need 12. Kashe. So, it's a kashe, eistis, but the Gemara, it's not a tiyufte, could be it's nishkefelach. Rashi, Etzrichen lohoidish kshayitzim min asakon. Rememu bekalom besoif pashas amizba. Taisves arbo etzrichen lohoidais yerdei hayom. Ubetehilim loichoshev kazeh haseider, elochoshev elchim midborishin. Tekro nokat seider hamasukonim yoiser tchile. Gemora nokat hametsuyim tchile. So that's why the Gemara did not say the same Seder that it says in the Pasuk. Ve'emo bei asoro utrei rabono. So the Gemara asked, maybe you need altogether, maybe you need 12. The Gersois and Tosfos are unclear. The Mishnah Berurah says it will be preferable if we will say the gils of the Tosfos Rabbi Yehuda Achosid. Ve'eme be'yasora trei rabona. So in Rabbi Tosfos Rabbi Yehuda Achosid says as follows. Ve'kiven deloi ifshit elom of dinen lechumre. So that means that since there's a sofik, so maybe taki do need 12, so one should be mishtadl to get 12. Ve'i leke, Yevorech afilo leke beis rabono. That's pshat in Tosis. As Tosis hold, could be the whole thing is only lechatchile. So lechatchile, one should make the broche with 12. And b'diyeved, one is yoitzev afilo leke trei rabono. The nagu ha'ilam levoich acher shekeirei betoire. And because then there's a minion. The davke b'choyle shenofa lemite. Aber that's like the Shita Saritve, aber in the Shita Samechabe, aber Chosh Beroyshe, Bemeyov, Ve'ene Mutalmita, Loi. Now we have a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says as follows. Rav Yehuda Cholash. Rav Yehuda became sick. Ve'itfach. All Gabei Rav Chane Bagdato Ve'Rabono. They came to visit him. He was gesund. Omri lei, so they said, Berich Rachmone, Tiyovach Nelon, Lo Yovach La'afcho. So they said, gave a broche that, Baruch Hashem, that you're alive, and, Tiyovach Nelon. Omalohu, so he told them, Patartum Yossi Miloiduye. So that means, I was really Mechuyev, Birchas Hagoymu. But now, since you said this, I was yaitze with your broche. Petart in yosim iladuy. Frek de gemore vama rabaye boy aduye ba'api yasore. So why was he mechaven to be yaitze with their broche? You need asore? Or lachatchilo you need asore al kaponim. So why was he mechaven to be yaitze? So the gemore says, behave be yasore. There were 10. Frek de gemore vayiu loika moide. He wasn't Maide. So how could he be Yaitze? So the Gemara says, Loitzorich da oni basrayu omen. It's speaking about that even though he didn't say anything, but he answered omen on their broche. This is a very difficult Gemara. The Kashe is, the Gemara answered, Vo'iyu loika moide. Is a klal b'chol ha'teire kule shemeya ko'ine. If one hears a broche, even though he doesn't answer, I mean, he's also yaitze. So what was pshat in the Gemara's kasha? V'iyu lo'i kamoide. So there, let us say shemeya ko'ine. So there are a few terutzim on this kasha. The Ritve says they weren't b'chlal mechaven to be meitzi him. That means they said this brocha on their eigene simche. When is there a din of shemeya ka'oine? If Reuben is mechaven to be meitzi Shimon, and Shimon is kavona to be yaitzi with Reuben's brocha, so then there's a din shemeya ka'oine. But they said this brocha of their eigene simche. They were happy to see him alive and gesund. So therefore, there's no din of shemeya ka'oine. The Bir Aloche asks on the Ritve. He asks in Shulchan Aruch we paskin that if the Mevorech was not mechaven to be Meitzi, even though the Shemeya answered Amen, he's also not Yaitze. So if this is a problem over here, so Lachere, why does the Amen help? About Koponim, in Ritva state, it is a problem, and the Amen helps the situation. Rabbi Kivegel says a very interesting lumdis. Rabbi Kivegel says as follows, that when the Shemeya Ka'ina help, that is davke, if one hears the words that he himself should have said, but even though I didn't say it, there's a din of Shemeya Ka'ina. That means, for example, like this, I have to be Yaitza Birchas HaMoitzi. So here, Yenna says, I'm supposed to say HaMoitzi Lechem Min HaOretz. And I hear that Yenna says HaMoitzi Lechem Min HaOretz. I'm Yaitzi with his Moitzi. Because the words that he said, I have to say. So Mamela, I'm Yaitzi by listening to his words. That's the Locha, because what I'm listening, what I hear is what I have to say. So there's a Din Shemeya Koine. Over here, what did they say? They spoke to him. That wasn't the nusach, what he's supposed to say. The nusach was that they said, Brich achmone de yovach nelon v'lo yovach la'afcho. That means it was a nusach that they said, they thanked the Rabbeinu Shlom that you are given to us, you're still with us. So they spoke about the yovach nelon. This nusach does not help for him because he has to speak about his own atzola. Can't speak about what they have. So Mamela says, so Rabbi Kivegel says, Amela Bikalondis. Shemeya Ka'ine is pshat, that you can only use the words that were heard. And these words are not good for me. But Anias Amen is pshat, is I mask him, I don't have to use your words. I agree to the Inyan. Mitoiche Inyan, you're giving a shvach that I'm still around. I don't have to use your words. There is a shvach that I'm still around, so therefore Amen will help. Therefore the Gemara asked the Kasha, Valoi Oni, and the Gemara says, he said Amen. That is how Rabbi Kivegel learns pshat in the Gemara. The two brings down a Rosh, the Rosh says a different teretz. The Rosh says as follows, Shemeya Ka'ine does not help, because the one who said the broche was not mechuyev in this broche. The din Shemeya Ka'ine elo b'shemeya mibar chiyuve. That's what the Rosh says. One has to hear the broche from a bar chiyuve. But if he's not a bar chiyuve, then one is not yoitza with Shemeya Ka'ine. And the Torah explains, they weren't mechuyev in this broche. This was a broche, as we mentioned yesterday, we'll speak about it again today, that the Ramah explains, according to the Rosh and the Torah, the Ramah explains as follows. This broche, what they said, Brich achmone de yovach nelon, they said this mitoich simche. That means they were besimche, so they gave a shvach to the Rabbeinu Shloilom, that Rav Yehuda was still alive. But there was no chiyuv on them to say this broch. Aval piken, it's not a broch levatole, since they're saying it mitoich simche. But so since they were not mechuyiv in the broche, so the tool says, so therefore he can't be yoitze with that broche, unless he answers omen. That's the loshon ha-tool. So the tool says, since that is the lomdis, so he says, what will be the din? What will be the din if Reuven is mechuyev in birchas hagoymel, and Reuven will be oilo l'toyre, and Reuven will say baruch shegmalani hagoymel chayovim toive shegmalani kol toiv, and Shimon will answer, and they have kavone to be meitzim. So since Reuven is mechuyev in the broche, so then Shimon will be yaitze without omen. That's how the two in the Rosh say pshat na gemore. This Gemara over here, when they said Brich Achmon Diyovach Nelon, so they weren't mechuyev. The bracha that they said they weren't mechuyev. It was a bracha. Some say that was said mitoich simche. It was a bracha that was said only mitoich simche. So therefore, such a bracha you can only be yoitze. So I'm not called a Baal Chiyuv in the bracha, so such a bracha can only be yoitze if you answered Amen. But if you're Baal Chiyuv, you could be yoitze. That means if I'm a chuyiv to say this bracha, then you could be yoitze then you could be yoitze without saying Amen. So if Reuven is mechuyev and birchas hagoymol and Shimon wants to be yaitz and he has kavanah to be meitzim, he's yaitz without a nomi, because Reuven himself is a bal chiyuve. There's a very interesting shaila that Rabbi Kivege brings down. What if Reuven is making the bracha because he's a chaylish and isrape, and Shimon was a hilche yerdei hayom? So here's a whole suffix if Reuven's bracha can help Shimon. Because it's a different type of a hidor. This is a hidor on one thing. This is, even though it's the same nusach, it's a different type of a hidor. So he's mesupik bechlal if it will help. Rabbi Kivege asks on the tour, he asks, what is pshat that they're not a bar chiyuve? We have a klal in Hilchis Brochis, afal pi sheyotzo moitzi. That means even though I'm not mechuyiv anymore in the broche, but al tzedin of arvis, I could be meitzi. So what does the tool say? They're not a bal chiyuve. They're also a bal chiyuve. That means every yid is a bal chiyuve in all broches. If he'll be nitzel, so memele, he'll be mechuyiv in this broche. So memele, everyone should be considered a bal chiyuve. Even though bepoil now he's not mechuyiv in the broche. Just like the Rosh says, who's mechuyev in birchas hamozen al tzedin arvis, because he's called a bal chiyuv in the bracha. That means if he would eat, he'd be mechuyev in the bracha. He says a bal chiyuv, it could be meitzi. So why does the tool say they're not a bal chiyuv? And Rabbi Kiveger is machadish amoyre de kechidish because of this kasha. He says the whole din of yotza meitzi is that kefiena answers amen. The tool was mechadish. If he's not bepoil mechuyev to make this bracha now, it is impossible to be yoitze shemeya koine without answering amen. That's how Rabbi Kivege learns pshat in the tool. We had yesterday said over a very gishmakish diktoire from the Briskerov. My esta kasha on it yesterday. I thought to say a teret today, but munach zen. This halacha that they were able to make a bracha, brich rachmona diyavach nelon loyavach laafra. So the Rama says this bracha, there's no chiyuv on them to make this bracha, but since they're making this bracha mitoich simcha, so memela they're permitted to make this bracha. They're happy that Rav Yehud is alive, so they can make a bracha. So the Ta says, when can they make this bracha? Only when they're happy. But if they want to make the bracha for a political reason, then it's a bracha levatola. So therefore, that means if he sees the boss, and he thought the boss was dead, and he sees the boss is alive, he comes in, so memele, it's a bracha levatola. That's what the Taz says. It's only a broche, because Mandel Dimit Rabbein Shalom, though. It's only a broche of the Simchas Halev that is taki alive. Fine. That's what the Taz says. So the Briski Rav says, Amoyre Dikivot. He says, in Parshas Yisroi, it says as follows. It says, Vayichad Yisroi was besimcha, and the whole Toivet Eibisha was matzel, Klal Yisro mi Mitzrayim. Then it says, Vayayma Yisro Baruch Hashem. He made a broche. So the Briski Rav, so what's, why does it say Vayichad Yisro? Fakel, that's pshat. If Yisro wouldn't be besimcha, he wouldn't be able to make a broche b'shem amalch. He said, Baruch Hashem. So the Pasuk says, he was only permitted to make this broche because Vayichad Yisro. That's what the Briski Rav says. Araya to the Rama. Yesterday we asked the kasha on the Briski Rav. L'chayre, the Briski Rav is very shver. The Gemara says, and daf nun dalud amed aleph, the Mishnah started off by saying, Horoye mokeim shenasu boi nisim li Yisrael, oima boruch sh'osa nisim la b'yisein le b'amokeim hazeh. If a person sees a mokim where a nes was done, you make a broche bo shos anisim abesein ba mokim eze. So be'etzim, the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush. He didn't witness the nes, but he came to the place where the nes occurred, so he makes a broche on bo shoroyim mokim. Make a brosh shos anisim abesein ba mokim eze. The Gemara asks, mino hani mili, where do you know such a thing that you make a broche and haroyim mokim shenasa by nisim li Yisrael? Omar Rabbi Yochanan the Omakro, vayoyma Yisrael, boruch Hashem asher hitzel. So the Gemara brings the raya from Yisrael that there's such an inyan of a broche al haroyim mokim shenasa by nisim li Yisrael. The Rishayim asked the Kashe, Yisrael did not make the broche and the mokim. He saw them. So what's the raya to the Mishnah? So that this kasha, the Ritva asks and the Marsha asks, and the Ritva says at Teretz that not only if you see the mokim where the nes occurred, you can make this broche, but if you see the rabbim that were nitzel kiroyim mokim hanes tomi. That means if a person sees the yam, the mokim avoras hayam, so that's called, you see the mokim where the nest was done, you can make a broche. If you see Klal Yisrael, we're speaking about Nisim of Klal Yisrael, so if you see Klal Yisrael, with these people the nest were done, these were the ones that lived through the nest, you can make also, that's equivalent to Roye Mokim. Al Kolponim, so the Gemara says that the Chiyav broche of Yisrael was als the din of a roye mokim shenasa by nisim. This is a broche chiyuvis. This is not a broche. This is not the broche that they made when they saw Rav Yehuda brich rachmoni the yovich nelon. That is a broche reshus. The paket is no such broche to make. He's gesund geworden. Here there were no nisim over here. So this broche that they saw that he was gesund. So this broche, you only can say it if you're besimcha. If you take a besimcha, he's gesund, then you can make this broche. But the broche that Yisrael made, that was a broche chiyuvis. If a person sees a mokim shenasa by nisim, or klal Yisrael is equivalent to the mokim, there's a chiyuv broche over here. So yes, in the kasha, so why do you need the whole vote of the briska rov, the vayichad Yisrael, if the Gemara says it's a broche al anes, so lechayre, why do you need vayichad Yisrael? I thought the Gemara says in Sanhedrin is a very interesting Gemara in Sanhedrin. But before I tell over the Gemara in Sanhedrin, I'd like to tell you over a Tshuvas HaRivosh. The Rivosh says as follows: a person, the halacha is, we were speaking about nisim shel rab. But let's say a yochid, a nes occurred with him, so whenever he passes by the mokim, he says, Bor shosli nes ba mokim hazeh. The Rivosh says as follows: a person that a nes occurred with him, and he was nitzel from the nes, a mamish a nes goli occurred, what broche does he make? So the Rivosh says, we pass on this in Shulchan Aruch also, he makes birchas hagoimu. Miyad shenitzel, he makes birchas hagoimu. He'll pass by the next year, this mokim, then he makes bor shosli nes be mokim hazeh. That means b'shas hatzole, you don't make on the mokim. You thank the Rebbeinu Shel Olam l'chayavim tovim, make birchas hayado. Whenever passed by the mokim, then he makes bor shosli nes be mokim hazeh. That's what the Rivosh says, and that's how we pasken in Shulchan Aruch. Now, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, a very difficult Gemara, but the Gemara says as follows: Gnai hu le Moshe v'samach ribui, shaloi omru boruch, ad shebo Yisroi v'omar boruch Hashem asher hitzel. Chazal evataine an klal Yisroi le Moshe Rabbeinu, they did not say boruch till Yisroi came and Yisroi said boruch. So it seems there was a taine on them that the broche that Yisroi made, they should have made. So there's a taine on klal Yisroi. So l'chayre, what broche do we want them to make? So l'chayre, the broche that they should have made, l'chayre is a birchas haido. Just like the Rivosh says, when a person, a nes occurs with him, he doesn't make broche shenosa Nesla Mokim as that. The next one, I'll go to that Mokim again, I'll make the Broch on the Mokim. But now when he was Nitzel, he makes Birchas Haido. So Lechayre, and even if the Ritva says that if you see the Anoshim on Nitzolim, you can make so Lechayre, they saw them, each one saw the other one Keseder, so they didn't look at the other one. So Lechayre, the Birchas Hanes, Lechayre, they weren't able to make now. They passed by the Yam next year. So Agnai, Lemoshe, Vishishim, Ribon Yisrael, they didn't say Baruch till Yisrael came. So Lechayre, it Dachsachmir, what Baruch should have they have said? They should have said the Baruch of Haidah. They should have said a Birchas HaGoymo. That was the Taine. They should have said Birchas HaGoymo. In Birchas HaGoymo, and so comes out the broche that Yisrael said, that helped for Birchas HaGoymol also, Baruch HaShehitzel, just like this helped for Birchas HaGoymol. So that means that it had a double purpose, that it had a purpose. He made it back out Birchas HaNes, but the Birchas HaGoymol, what they should have made, he made for them. That's the gnai, that they didn't make the broche, and he made the broche. So it lechayre could be in his bracha were kolol to unyonim. It was a bracha al anes, and there was a birchas hagoymel also. It was a birchas hagoymel for them. So therefore it says in the pasuk vayichad Yisroi that lemaisa als birchas hagoymel could be there's a whole bunch of unyonim that it says in the nusach habracha. So al kaponim it could be that you needed the vayichad Yisroi and the chelik habracha. That was Birchas HaGoymel. But I got a little stuck if this is a true teretz, because Rabbi Kiveger brings down something very interesting. Rabbi Kiveger says that the din is that you have to say it in front of 10 people. So Rabbi Kiveger brings down, what if 10 people were Nitzel? Can they say Birchas HaGoymel? So Rabbi Kiveger says you can't say. Chachifilu, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the one that says Goymel can be one of the 10, but Al Kaponim, but it seems that the Rabbi Kiveger brings down that if you have a Rabbim of 10, they cannot make Birchas HaGoymel. You need another 10 to say it in front of them. Reimemur Bikalom, you need a different call. They cannot say Birchas HaGoymel in front of them. So Lechayre, if the Haidah of Yisrael was a Birchas HaGoymel, there was no minion in Gansen. Because Gans Klal Yisrael were the ones, so first of all, what's the tain on them? They couldn't say Birchas HaGoymel, they needed a minion. There was no one to say Birchas HaGoymel for. And how did he say Birchas HaGoymel? Beisach nicht. But Al Kaponim, Lulei Dvorov, if we'll say just like he can become Mitzurif, so just like the Mavorch is a Mitzurif to the Minyan, so we'll say also that the can make a Minyan from them also. So perhaps the Broche of Yisrael, there were two Inyonim. There was an Inyan of a Broche al Anes, and there was also an Inyan of a Birchas HaGoymel. And that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So Memele, so Alstat Chelik, that one has to be Besimche. So therefore it says, Vayichad Yisrael. Let us see, Rashi. V'itpach nisrape. Bagdato shem iroi Bagdad. He hear achshuve shebebovo mishechove bovo. Toisves potroson yosi mileiduye. Vim Thomas, he became potter. Vim Thomas, a Toisves asked from Rinan, Broche she'ein bo malchus ein a broche. So, yishloim et rav yudai mit tamidi de rav. The rav sovel el beperkeitz em a brochim. Do belinen elo haskoras Hashem. One only needs for a broche haskoras Hashem. So, memelo there was haskoras Hashem. You don't need malchus. Zog te gemore weiter. Omar rav yudai. Shloishe tzrichen shimu. There are three that need Shimo. Ve'elu hein, Chayle, Chosom, Ve'kale. Chayle, Chosom, Ve'kale. So Rashi says, Chayle, Shehura, Mazloi, Lefika, Chashayd, Mizgaraboy, Geen chai leidu kan hebben chai ishe she yolde, ve geen ovel. All these three is hura maslom, then it seems then the shade is misgarabem. Chosen ve kale, ve talmide chachomim, mikinosoi misgarabem. So memele, they also need shimo. There's a very interesting Rabbeinu Yoine. The Rabbeinu Yoine says, on this Gemara, the Rabbeinu Yoine says as follows. Rabbeinu Yoine says, Shloisha tzrichen shimo choyle chaye vekala, mipnei shahasotn mekatrig b'shas hasakone u b'shas hasimche. Amire de kezach. The sotn is mekatrig two times, b'shas ha-sakone, when a person is in the Ernst Matzev, or b'shas ha-simche. I saw a moire de kezoyer ha-kodesh, the Yalkut Reveni brings down, this yisod, v'shasotn mekatrik b'shas ha-simche. The Yalkut Reveni brings down a moire de kemaise. And this is, he says as follows, b'chol sudoso de chedve, whenever there's a suda of simche, Ahu mekatre gumastin ozel vechomo. He the sotan, the mekatre comes to the sude and he observes it. What does he observe? Doesn't look at the band. He observes one thing. He have a barnash magdim toivel miskine bebeisoi. If he saw that this person, this bal simche, gave to aniyim, Ahu mekatrig isparish mehubeise. So then the mekatrig goes away. Aniyim were given, that's a freedom, bloy ol tamo. Vilav. But what if the person was too busy with the simche? He did not give to aniyim. Ol tamo, vachomi irvuvye dechedva bloy maskein. He sees a simche without aniyim. Solik la'ilo mekatrig. Fine. Now, the Zohar HaKodesh brings down a maise. Avrom made a mishte. Avrom made a mishte godel. So what happened? Avrom, kiven de zomin lel rav revei dore. It says he made a mishte godel, so Chazal tell us, gdoile hadol were there. So memele, so by that sude, it was a very hectic sude. As follows. Ahu mekatrik koim al pischo, ki gavna de miskene. The mekatrik, the sotan came, he didn't have an invitation. So, but upon him, he came by the door as another man. V'loi have a man da ashkich bay. Everyone was busy, it was a mishteh godel, no one paid attention to him. Why? Ki sore oinikis bnim lekule sores. Sore meni was busy. She was busy, all the sores brought the children, so sore was meinik the bonim. She didn't have a cup to go to the door. Avram mishamish leinin melochin veravrevin. It was a mishte godel. They came gdoile yaderch. So he had to make them comfortable. He was Isaac and dachnasa seichim. So it seems that someone rang the bell, and no one went to the door. Avram was busy and Sarah was busy. That was enough for the sultan. Solik ahi mekatreg laele. Amar lakodesh bochu rebbeinu shel olam. Ato amarta Avraham oyhavik, yeah, he's oyhavik. Who oises sude v'layoyiv lemiskine. That's the doch that he's busy with the sude and he doesn't care about aniyim. Miyad pokid hakodesh bochu lekarev yitzrak lekulbine. So the gzeira of the akede was then the iskizar al soro the tamus begin sara de bno. And therefore, in Sari, the Misa of Sari Meinu was, because she heard about the Akedah's Polcha Nishmosa, so that was the Gzeire. Kol Ahu Tzare Gorim Begin the Loyoiv Lemiskine. That's what the Zohar HaKodesh says. Amoyredike Zohar HaKoponim, we see over here that Rabbeinu Yoine says, Amoyredike Loshen HaSotn Mekatrik B'Shas HaSakone or B'Shas HaSimche. And that is the Inyan of the Shimu. Shloisha tzrichen shimu ve'elo hein choyle choson ve'kala. Mas nisen tone choyle chaye choson ve'kala. V'yesh oimrim af ovul, ויש אמרים אף תלמידי חכמים בלילה. חכמים, עוד עזרה שישי, חוסם קרב תלמידי חכמים, מכנוסים מזכר בהם. זאת תגמור הביתה. ואומר רב יהודה, שלושה דבורים, המעריך בהן מעריכים יומוב ושנויסוב שלודו. המעריך בתפילוסוי. A person is מעריך בתפילוסוי. So the Ben Yayoda says פשט that again we have over here there's עריכס יומים ושונים. עריכס יומים means that the day is a ganze tog. He's able to use the whole day. Hot a gute tog. That's מעריכים יומוב. So he says, a person who's marich betfile, so pshat is his marich betfile is a beiteyach in the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's why he's mispalo. A beiteyach in the Rebbeinu Shalom is not a doyek. There's nothing but to worry about. He knows he's in good hands. So memele, the yomim, he has arichas yomim. A person who is a doyek kiseide, he could have arichas shonim. He could live long, but gute teg hoternit. He's a doyek kiseide. המערך בתפילוסוי is a ביתייח, and a ביתייח זויך צריך השיומי. והמערך על שולחוני. What is the mile of being מערך על שולחוני? So Rashi says, שמתויך כך עניים בויים ומספרנסים. That's his reason. He wants to be מערך על שולחוני, that will make it possible that עניים will be able to have פרנסה. But he wants to shtel tzu to the aniyim a parnoso that it's he's not giving him money that he should go and buy food. It's mekar of anayosoi. That means he can come, the food is ready, it's warm, it's cooked already. So memele, just like he was sensitive to the feelings of the oni, that the oni should feel comfortable, takert this whole ariches yomim, a good thing I was waiting for someone to come. So therefore is also marichin lo yomo. Va'marich bebeis hakisei, refui hi loy Rashi says. Trekt de gemore va'marich betfilosei mal yusei, it's a maila to be marich betfilosei, va'omar rabchiye baraba, omar rabyoichenin, kol ha'marich betfilosei u'ma'ayin bo, soif bo lidei keiv leit. Shenemar teicheles mumushacha machlolei. That teicheles is a loshen tefillah. A person is moishech the tefillah that brings to ke'ev lei. Rashi says ma'ayin bo oimer beliboy sheteyose bakoshosoi lefi shehispalo bekavone. He feels he deserves to be answered because he was marich. He said all the words and then thus. So he was mispalo bekavone. So that brings ke'ev lei. She'ain bakosho soinasis. There won't be, his tefillah won't be nene. Teicheles, loshen tefillah, k'may vayichal Moshe. Ve'omar Rab Yitzchok, shloisha dvorim maskirim avoynoisov shalodom. Faker tvi inyonim ma'oire, amaskir davoyne shalodom, ve'ilayin kir notui. A person goes underneath a wall that's slanting, it's oimit to fall. Nisaymach al schoyosav, mistame, if it worked by Nochemish Gamzel, worked by me also. Ve'iyun tfile, and the person who's mayim betfilo, say, umayser din al chaveire le shamayim. So the Gemara answers, ho loy kashe, ho de ma'ayin bo, ho de loy ma'ayin bo. That the hechi ovid, the mafish berachmi. Let us see what Rashi says. Kir maskir navinoisov, shal yedeyem mefashvishin lemailo bemaisov, loima boiteyach zebe zuchuyosev. He relies on his zochias. Nira let us see mahem. Kir notui, mokim sakon, moisodin, boiteyach hubis chuyosov, shechaveiro yi enene shal yodei. Ochi gasinin ho de ma'ayin, ho de loy ma'ayin. What is the mile of that? Dilma osei anye v'yoivlei. Tachsiv amizbeach eich shloish amish gavoya. Tachsiv yedaba eilai zeh ha-shulchan asher lifnei Hashem. Posach b'mizbeach v'siyem b'shulchan. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar da omri tovayu. Kol zman shebeis ha-migdash kayim mizbeach mechaper al Yisrael. They had a mizbeach. Achshav shulchonoi shel odom mechaper olov. Amir de kezach a koyach in tzedoke, that it's mechaper, on avoynis. V'amarech bebeis hakisei, mal yusuhu, v'asayin yasor advor mevim esodu midei tachtoynis, ha'oichal aleikanim v'aleikfanim, v'lulovi gefanim, u'merigei beheime, that is a chelek haboso that is not smooth, v'shedrei shol dag, v'dag moliach, sheinim avushol kol tzorchoy, והשאי ששמריים ומקנח בסיד ובחרוסיס ומקנח בצרר שכינך בי חברוי ויש שאי ממפתוי לעצמי בי סקיס היועס המידי. So this is not good. So the Gemara says, לאי קשה. הוד המעריך ותולי, הוד המעריך ולאי תולי. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, מריגי בי מקול בוסו שבי משאי נחולק על הדי למריג חורוץ את רוב שאי נחולק כמו יחך והלושן בקרס הפנימי בי סקיסיס הפעילה שאיני יושב אלא על בירקוב, שמתוך כך נקובוב נפתוחים יויסה מדי. So that is no good. הוכי גסינה, הודה מעריך ותולי, הודה מעריך ולא יתולי.